March 9th, the start of free agency in the NFL. We're starting out a series here of a few position groups the Broncos could look at in free agency. And we'll start with the Broncos' own free agents. And let's start with DeMarcus Ware, obviously the biggest name the Broncos have out there.
Well, he's got the C on his jersey for a reason, right? I mean, such a leadership presence in the Broncos locker room. You know, Von Miller said it earlier this season. He said, you know, the brakes might not work on that Ferrari, but there's still gas in the tank. You know, the brakes just need a little bit of repair, and I think he'll be all set to go. He's, of course, had the injuries to his arm, his shoulder. I think that once he gets those things going, I think he's got a lot of value to this team, especially, like you said, leadership quality is huge.
Just finished up his 12th season in the NFL. He's 8th in all-time sacks with 138.5. I'm sure he'd love to come back and move up that list just a little bit, but like you said, he hurt his elbow against the Colts earlier in the season. Before that, he had the back injury, and they shut him down. End of the season on IR, but like Matt said, it'll be hard to replace a guy who had that veteran leadership in the locker room. Could be a guy the Broncos want to keep around.
We want to see that Hulk smash back if we can. So
we love DeMarcus.
Right, we want to see him back. Hopefully he gets healthy, and hopefully we see him in blue and orange next year.
Let's take a look at Sylvester Williams, another guy along the defensive line there. Will the Broncos keep a guy like that back? Before the season started, they declined to pick up his fifth-year option.
I think they wanted to see what he had to bring to the table. I think the 2016 season for the defense as a whole, especially down the stretch, was tough. However, I do think Sly played a huge role in the Broncos' run-stopping abilities. I think they would do well to get him a little bit of help in stopping the run. I do think that he's shown flashes, as we've seen here. I think that the potential is there, but now it just becomes, you know, does he have more value with another club? What are the Broncos willing to give up to get him? I think that just being in that locker room, too, plays a huge role. I think that the familiarity with the building, with the team, also plays a huge role. So we'll see what Sly brings in 2017.
20 tackles, one sack in 2016. Maybe not the production you're expecting from a 28th overall pick, although he has been a starter the past couple of years. And then let's finish up with Kayvon Webster. Gosh, we remember his special teams play making that Super Bowl run.
Well, yeah, and you think about it, this guy has played or been a part of two Broncos Super Bowl teams, 48 and 50, of course. So he was instrumental in that Super Bowl run on special teams in the Super Bowl 50 run. I think that it's just so hard to break into that secondary. You think about T.J. Ward, Aqib Talib, Chris Harris. These are all pro guys that he's got to play behind, so it's hard to find playing time. However, the skill set's there. He's shown the speed. He's shown the flashes. Now it's just about getting the opportunity.
He wants to be a nickelback in this league. It might not happen here in Denver. It just depends on what you want your role to be, and maybe that could be for Kayvon Webster just special teams here in Denver.
Yeah, and there's no harm in being just a special teams guy. I think that we've seen that the Broncos have valued special teams a great deal. Brock Olivo is going to be a guy who I think the players are going to love to play for, so we'll see if he brings that fire and enthusiasm to the special teams group, and I think Kayvon's going to be a huge part of that if he returns in 2017.
Brock Olivo, I'm sure, would love Kayvon Webster, one of the best gunners in the NFL. That's taking a look at the Broncos free agents. The rest of this week, we'll take a look at some other position groups the Broncos could target. Make sure to check out Andrew Mason on DenverBroncos.com. He'll have a whole write-up. For Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.